name is Scooter. Welcome to The Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for Free Radio Santa Cruz and community radio stations worldwide. This program was produced on Thursday, November 22nd. Boy George just finished beating his Kevlar upholstery a couple of hours ago, so I wasn't able to get much of the spin into the mix in time for this broadcast. But we'll get him and Dick Cheney's heart-stopping stand-up acts before you know it. By the way, if you think this gig is all fun and weirdness, remember, I have to actually listen to all this crap. Speaking of conventions, I've covered both Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Guess which one is Tweedledum. But did you notice how Carry On was all brass and medals and war hero, American veterans, saber-rattling homeland security, while Boy George was all education and jobs and poor people and Party of Lincoln? And is George Orwell in the house? George Orwell is always in the house. This is Scooter reminding you to take inventory now and then, a good long look in the mirror, and ask yourself, have I been assimilated? Let's begin our program with the soothing audio stylings of the lovely and talented Skidmark Bob, shall we?
You are with us, the terrorists. And that's what you got to know.
Arming to threaten the peace of the world.
You are with us, the terrorists. And that's what you got to know.
Like ticking time bombs, set to go off without warning.
You are with us, the terrorists. And that's what you got to know.
Arming to threaten the peace of the world.
You are with us, the terrorists. And that's what you got to know.
Like ticking time bombs, set to go off without warning.
I saw some action going on. There was a guy running from the cops. They tackled him, shoved him up against the car. I'm sure he's seriously injured. And then anybody who was around all of a sudden got shoved against cars on the ground, pushed with sticks. I was shoved against the wall. I'm trying to legally observe and make sure these clients are okay. They won't let me in the scene. It took about 7 cops to push me with their sticks out.
Crude, but effective.
Okay, I don't know Jack, but everybody out there thinks that staying here and fighting the Borg is suicide.
No, no, no one did
anything. Because I was told they were throwing things.
No,
the police told me. No. Police told me that you were throwing things at
police
people.
Police are lying, I promise you, I was there.
Because we said it was our streets too, you know? And they don't want to believe it, but it's true.
They're just afraid to come in here and say it.
The crew is accustomed to following my orders.
They're probably accustomed to your orders making sense.
None of them understand the Borg as I do.
Get very hurt on 28th Street.
He didn't do anything just because the cops hurt a young man of color.
And the cops just jumped him.
The cop
what
had
is
his...
that supposed to mean?
The stick out. Why you had the stick out?
What I saw happen was this. Over on that other corner, I'm not sure what it was. I saw a young man. He was a young man of color. I saw him be chased by 2 to 3 cops, okay? They pushed him off the wall. That's what I saw. I saw him go down. I saw 5 to 6 to 10 officers somewhere around there, and then more joined them, throw him down and beat him. Then they started yelling, get off the wall, get off the wall. They started pushing all of us off, except for these 2 undercovers. Just on that ridge over there, except for these 2 undercovers that flashed their badges. We all get off and they started chasing us. Then we came down here and I saw a guy over there, the guy with curly hair, get taken away. So I yelled for his name. I saw this other man over here sit down, and I saw another man over there kind of looking like he was hurt, so I really think somebody should get over there, and somebody should check the young man over there, because there were like 5 to 10 cops on him.
You would be assimilated.
And he got pushed down. That's what I saw. And this was all just because we were walking in the streets and saying that they were our streets too.
A high security force field. I shall attempt to override it.
He didn't antagonize me.
I'm telling you.
A Borg proximity signal has been detected. Origin, Unimatrix 325, grid 006. Alter course to intercept.
Peaceful, there was nothing destructive or anything that we were doing wrong. We are being harassed, okay? We're going down this street.
This force field will take some time to bypass. I do not detect any more species 8472 life signs.
We were walking down this way. Just because the cops heard young men of color and young men and young women, any protesters, just because they heard us doesn't mean we did something wrong. They do something wrong when they heard us, when they beat us.
Combining the records Seven retrieved from the Borg ship with my own sensor scans, I would concur with Seven's appraisal.
This is one of the primary data processing chambers.
We are going to infiltrate the Borg cube.
We must be close to the Vinculum.
I say it again tonight. Thank God that George Bush is our president. And thank God... And thank God that Dick Cheney, a man with his experience and his knowledge and his strength and his background, is our vice president.
Bridge to Captain Picard.
Go ahead.
We've just received word from the fleet. They've engaged the Borg.
Terrorism didn't start on September 11, 2001. It started a long time ago, and it had been festering for many years.
Sensors show chronometric particles emanating from the sphere.
They're creating a temporal vortex.
Time travel.
How?
They must have done it in the past. They went back and assimilated Earth, changed history.
But if they changed history, why are we still here?
Let's write our own history. We need George Bush now more than ever. Some of those terrorists were released, and some of the remaining terrorists, they were allowed to escape by the Italian...
Temporal wake must have somehow protected us from the changes in the time.
Because of fear of reprisals from the terrorists. So terrorists learn...
Sir, the vortex is collapsing.
Hold your course, Mr. Hawk.
And too often, the response, particularly in Europe, would be accommodation, appeasement, and compromise. And worse, they also learned that their cause would be taken more seriously, almost in direct proportion to the horror of their attack.
I was trying to find out what was going on. So I was running with everybody else to try to get to the scene to see what was happening.
Were there others running all over the place?
One guy, they were about 5 or 6 on top. Yes. And another guy they had on the ground with his face on the ground.
What?
Running
because
in the street?
The cop was running straight at me. Everyone was running. If he got me, he was
I came out of eating, and a couple people said they thought the first one, maybe the one she's talking about, might be dead.
What's wrong, Locutus? Isn't this familiar? Organic minds are such fragile things.
Back up!
People. I just called the people in the paddy wagon. There were 17 people arrested. 4 of them were not protesters at all. This is news from inside the paddy wagon. People were beaten pretty severely here. There are less than 100 people running through the streets. The cops started coming and bringing new groups, and then we started running, and I think it was a severe escalation.
I'm inspecting the lines in New York City.
But I think that was bogus. I think that guy was bogus. He's the only person I got special care. It wasn't true. That guy was a monster.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us.
Just because they hurt us doesn't mean we did something wrong. They do something wrong when they hurt us, when they beat us.
He got arrested separately from everybody else. They didn't beat him up.
Resistance is futile.
Brian Smith. National Tennessee. National.
Our party's great contribution is to expand American power all over the world.
We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own.
And our party is at its best when we make certain to communicate a message of fear and global terror in a very, very dangerous world.
Look, cuties.
I am the cutest of all. Resistance is futile.
Our party's great contribution is to expand American power all over the world. And our party is at its best when we make certain to mitigate against fear and global terror in a very, very dangerous world.
Resistance is futile.
You know, we're just going to let George Bush determine where we have political conventions, where we go, how we travel. We're Americans, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And the home of the brave. Where we go, how we're Americans. The land of the free.
Of the medical emergency.
20 Borg about to break through that door. We need time to get out of here. Create a diversion.
This isn't part of my program. I'm a doctor, not a doorstop.
Well, do a dance. Tell a story. I don't care. Just give us a few seconds.
As long as I live, I will never forget the day 21 years ago when I raised my right hand and I took the oath of citizenship. You know how proud I was? I was so proud that I walked around with the American flag around my Republican all day long. Tonight, my Republican is in good hands. My Republican is in good Bush. You know, I was born in Europe, and I have traveled all over the world, and I can tell you that there's no place, no country that is more Republican than the United States of America. I want to talk to you about why I'm even more Republican than American. When I was a boy, the Republicans occupied part of Austria. I saw the Republicans in the streets. I saw Republicans with my own eyes. I remember the fear we had when we had to cross in the Republican sector. Growing up, we were told, don't look those Republicans in the eye, just look straight ahead. It was common belief soldiers could take a man out of his own Republicans and ship him back as slave labor. Now my family didn't have a Republican, but one day we were in my uncle's Republican. It was near dark as we came to the checkpoint. I was a little boy, I was not a Republican back then. But I remember how scared I was that the soldiers would pull my father or my uncle out of the Republican and I would never see them again. My family and so many others lived in fear of the Republican. Today, the world lives in fear of the United States of America. And it is because of the Republicans. It is because of George W. Bush.
Shields are down, long-range sensors are offline. Main power is holding.
According to our astrometric readings, we are in the mid-21st century. From the radioactive isotopes in the atmosphere, I would estimate we have arrived approximately 10 years after the Third World War.
Makes sense. Most of the major cities have been destroyed, very few governments left. 600 million dead. No resistance.
Captain.
Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to? Okay.
WBAI programmer John McDonough has been organizing cab drivers in New York City for the Republican National Convention. John, it's good to have you with us. I heard you were offering a free cab ride to Fox Network's Bill O'Reilly. What was that about?
What happens, we had a press conference in front of Fox Television on 6th Avenue last Monday with a group called Cabbies Against Bush, because Michael Moore had asked Bill O'Reilly, said, would you send your kid to fight in Iraq? And Bill O'Reilly said no, he wouldn't send his kids, but that he would go himself and sacrifice his life. And I tell you now, that brought a tear to my eye. So we figured out, what can we do to help with the war effort? Because Bill O'Reilly was on television the next day, and we said, why hasn't he gone to Iraq? So we brought a couple of yellow cabs down to 6th Avenue, and we said, if the only thing holding up that American patriot, Bill O'Reilly, is a trip to the airport, we will give him the free ride to Kennedy Airport to fight for my freedom. So we led in about 20 reporters into the Fox building, and we handed in a coupon.
Were you able to get past the receptionist?
Oh, no, we never got. We got as far as the receptionist, because I think you would have been reading our obituary had we tried to go any further, because there was more security and people coming around with guns at Fox Television. So we thought the better. We figured Bill O'Reilly in his good time will make his way to Iraq, probably after the war is over.
And then Fox News Network apparently misconstruing CAB as a protest against economic conditions for New York City cab drivers called you in for an interview this past Friday, and you were able to straighten them out on the air. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they called up. They said they wanted to know what the protest was about. So Fox Television called and they said, would you come on with this guy, Neil Cavuto, who does like a financial show? And we were off to the races. I lasted about 1 minute 52 seconds when he said, thank you, Mr. McDonough. The doors opened up. Producers came in, and I was escorted out of Fox, because normally you're allowed to go back to the green room and wash off the makeup and everything. I was in a cab back to Queens. I am not kidding. Within 2 minutes after he said, thank you, Mr. McDonough.
Okay, let's have a listen.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Well, you would think with thousands of delegates descending on Manhattan next week, the cabbies would be going gaga. They're not. John McDonough now has been driving a cab in the Big Apple since 1977 and says that next week is going to be the biggest mess he's ever seen. So, John, you're not too psyched. Why not?
Well, because of all these so-called security precautions that are going around Manhattan and diverting the traffic everywhere, and I think Bloomberg is set up where some of the delegates will be able to come in from the airports for free. We just wish that they use some of the money that they have from the war profits from Halliburton and Bechtel and do a little trickle-down economy down to the cab drivers.
All right, so I take it you're not a fan of the Republicans.
No, we're organizing a protest against Republicans. We're asking cab drivers to turn their lights on and shine the light on Bush, and also passengers getting into the yellow taxis to ask the driver to turn on the headlights and do a protest for the 4 days that the Republicans are in town.
What if they already have daytime running lights anyway?
None of the cabs. They're Crown Victorias. Okay. There's 11,000 of them. They don't have the lights on. So if you do see a cab during those 4 days with the lights on, it'll be there protesting the Bush administration and his policies probably in Iraq.
So there were no similar protests like this when the Democrats gathered in Boston?
I drive out of New York. I don't know what they were doing up in Boston, but this is what we're organizing here in New York City.
All right. John, would you pick up a Republican delegate if he or she needed a ride?
Oh, of course. And also, we're giving out a free coupon to anybody that wants to fight the war in Iraq. If they get that patriotic fervor during a convention, we'll give them a free ride to the airport if they want to go to Baghdad and fight for my freedom. I think it'll be a very worthy cause. It'll help us to help the war situation. And we'll be glad to take anyone to the airport that wants to fight on my behalf.
John, is there anything this president has done that you like?
Not in the last 4 years. And I don't want to see him in the next 4 years.
All right. Well, you made that abundantly clear. John, thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
No problem.
New York City cab driver and WBAI programmer, John McDonough, outfoxing Fox on their own airwaves. John, do you think you have a future as a regular correspondent with Fox News?
I'm very disappointed that it is a short-lived career, but I did enjoy my 1 minute, 52 seconds. I don't know what the benefits are or if I'll get a retirement package from Murdoch, but I'll put in for it. I would have to say I probably do have the record for the shortest career on Fox television. I'm kind of proud of it.
I'm sure they are too, John. You were fair and balanced. Is there anything else you'd like to report on from the Big Apple while we've got you online?
Yeah, the security is getting so crazy in Manhattan. If you come down the FDR Drive, you look into the East River. In the East River, you have Coast Guard vessels going up and down. You have NYPD boats going up and down with mounted 50 caliber machine guns. The East River now looks like the Mekong Delta. The only thing missing is John Kerry and a swift boat, because they must be anticipating Osama bin Laden doing an amphibious assault on the island of Manhattan from Queens, because I can't think of any other reason for them to be going up and down the East River.
Well, there's always a lot of weird things floating in the East River.
Yeah, but now we're starting to look like a scene out of Apocalypse Now.
You can hear John McDonough every Saturday afternoon on WBAI's Radio Free Aaron, once a month as part of the Christmas Coup Comedy Players, and occasionally on Fox News Network.
Who do you think you're talking to?
To find out more about Cabbies Against Bush, go to lightupbush.com. Light is spelled L-I-T-E.
You talking to me?
This is Scooter, reporting from a nice, safe place somewhere out in the Houston suburbs.
Well, I'm the only one here.
And you are a Republican. Now, there's another way you can tell you're Republican. Your faith in free enterprise.
The enterprise.
And to those critics who are so pessimistic about our economy, I say, don't be economic girly man.
We will be able to fire 12 shots at me.
We will offer a tax credit to big businesses and provide low-income Americans to big companies. In a new term, we will change outdated labor laws to offer comp time and flex time. Our laws should never stand in the way of a more business-friendly workplace. I will never relent in defending big businesses, whatever it takes.
Shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own.
With better access to health care,
your culture will adapt to service us.
I will never relent in defending business, whatever it takes.
Under
Lieutenant Hawk.
Whatever it takes.
Set a course for Earth.
Aye, sir.
Maximum warp.
We seek to provide not just a government program, but a path. A path to more control over your freedom and more control over your life. And the path begins with our youngest Americans.
It is offensive. Fortunately, taste is irrelevant.
A Borg proximity signal has been detected. Origin, Unimatrix 325, grid 006. Alter course to intercept.
I propose more than $2 trillion in federal spending so far, and that's a lot even for GeorgeWBush.com. Policies of tax and spend, of expanding government rather than expanding opportunity, are the politics of the future, and we're not turning back. Because we acted to defend our murderous regimes, more than 50 million people have been murdered. A resounding endorsement for terrorists.
We are the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
We have an invisible range. A Borg cube on course 01215. Speed warp 9.
Assimilate this.
You've been listening to The Radio, Tuned to the Inner Side, featuring the Republican National Preppy Dipsticks and their Fence Post Children Airhead Cheerleaders. Special thanks to Davey D on the Streets of New York, A Noise, and New York Indie Media, 7 of 9, The Governator, Rudolph the Juliandier, the folks at Audioport, Sean and Pete, the Borg Collective, the Beaten, the Jailed, and Pepper Sprayed, whose resistance is not yet futile. You can listen to The Inner Side archived on the web at axisofevil.org. That's spelled axisofevil.org. My name is Scooter, and that was The Inner Side, reminding you not to believe the hype.
I'm not a moron.
Boy!
Don't
believe the hype.
I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
I'm not
a moron.
I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron.
I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
Not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
Not a moron. A moron.
Don't believe the hype.
Moron. Moron. A moron. Moron. I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
Moron. A moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron.
Don't believe. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe. Don't believe the hype.
Moron. Moron. A moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not. I'm not.
Don't believe.
A moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron.
Don't believe the hype.
A moron. I'm not a moron. I'm not a moron.
Boy. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.